And so now we're going to raise the Palestinian flag.
The Palestinian flag is flying over Toronto's City Hall Monday morning for the first time in recognition of Palestine Independence Day. Canada officially recognized the state of Palestine in September, making the Palestine flag eligible under the city's flag policy. This and the flag raising are moments of validation for the people attending today. Nabil Nassar, a Palestinian Canadian who moved here in 1982, says he's been waiting for today to come for the past 43 years.
Today is the day that Palestinians waited for a long time in Canada. We've always looked at all other communities. Canada is great for having so many nationalities, and everybody gets to raise their flag in their Independence Day. Everybody gets to be proud of their colors going up in the sky. And today, the Palestinians have joined all those countries, and our name, the State of Palestine, is actually in the books of Toronto City Hall.
The International Center of Justice for Palestinians, or the ICJP, who petitioned for the first-time flag-raising, say this marks a, quote, symbolic show of solidarity, unquote. Under the city's flag policy, flags of nations recognized by Global Affairs Canada may be flown on their national days or on special anniversaries. Dozens of flags are flown every year. The city of Toronto has raised 40 flags in 2025 alone. Recently, the Toronto Blue Jays got to raise their postseason flag to celebrate advancing into the World Series. And countries like Hungary, Uganda, Jamaica raised their flag in the last couple months to celebrate their own independence. These are just a few examples.
Today is not about politics. Today is about a humanitarian day that allows people to feel the pride of having statehood.
A pro-Israel group filed an injunction on Friday to stop the Palestinian flag from effectively being raised this morning. That injunction was dismissed just hours before the flag went up. The injunction motion was put forward by the grassroots organization Tasfik, who described themselves as a defender of Western values. The group had argued in court that raising Palestine's flag would cause irreparable harm to the Jewish community of Toronto, calling this action a contentious issue and a possible site of hate and violence. Shane Martinez is a lawyer with the ICJP. He sat in court this morning and has been following the case closely all weekend. Here's some of our conversation at City Hall shortly after.
What I can tell you is that from my own reading of the materials that were put in by the applicants, they were devoid of any evidence whatsoever in support of their contention that harm would occur as a result of the flag going up. We know today how the event played out, that there was no harm at all. It was actually a wonderful day that brought people together from many different communities, Palestinian, Jewish, many other walks of life as well. What we had to deal with over the weekend with that motion was pleadings that were replete with anti-Palestinian racism.
Dozens of other countries have flown the Palestinian flag over the last, particularly over the last 2 years. Why was this one in particular different?
I don't think it is. I think it's just different because of where we're at. And there's a lot of anti-Palestinian racism in Toronto that needs to be confronted. And I think that's what makes this unique. We've seen it go up in many other cities without issue. It's been a great occasion, just as it was here. So when we cut through those lies, we see them for what they are, and the community is stronger for it now.
Toronto joined other cities across Canada who took part in celebrating Palestinian statehood by raising the flag this weekend. This includes Calgary, Winnipeg, Brampton, Ontario, and Mississauga, Ontario. We're reporting from Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM in downtown Toronto. Fact-checking for this story was done by Kinza Safar and our news coordinator, Gabriel Hilty. None of this coverage would have been possible without the support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. This has been your Community News Update. I'm Mia Johnson at Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM.